From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. The launch of Florida's federally run healthcare exchange is set for October 1st, and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services estimates about 3.5 million Floridians will be eligible for coverage under the Affordable Care Act. We'll take a closer look at the Health Planning Council of Southwest Florida's Navigator Project to help people sign up for coverage, along with other efforts to reach out to Floridians who could get coverage through the exchange. Plus, imagine your environment being transformed into an interactive role-playing adventure based on storytelling, video game themes, and gaming competitions. You create and live your own character story. That's the idea behind an effort to create the world's first video game-based theme park and resort experience called Game Nation, and it's starting right here in Fort Myers. First, this news. Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm John Davis. Thanks for being with us. Imagine walking into a theme park where instead of just riding rides, you create your own character whose adventures and challenges you actually live out in a fantasy or a video game-based simulation. That's the vision behind Game Nation, based right here in Fort Myers. The eventual aim is to create the world's first video game-based theme park and resort experience. Joining me now is the creator of Game Nation, artist and entrepreneur Daniel Rook, who we'll just call Rook.
That's fair enough.
Okay, yeah. I heard you say in another interview once, there's a lot of Daniels out there, so it's easier. And he has been honing his creative branding and marketing skills with clients for more than 15 years. Also with us is Game Nation team member Cole Peacock. Cole is an investor in Game Nation. He's also responsible for governmental relations, corporate program funding, and international retail development. A longtime Fort Myers resident, Cole utilizes his experience in government, political campaigns, and retail operations, including serving as president of his own company, RC Peacock Consulting. Cole Peacock, welcome back to Gulf Coast Live.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me.
And you can join our conversation on the concept of Game Nation and its creators' ambitious goals for this project. Call 1-877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. Send email to gulfcoastlive@wgcu.org or comment on Facebook at WGCU Public Media. And first of all, Rook, tell us more about the concept of Game Nation. I understand this is your brainchild, so have I described it correctly?
Well, yeah. I mean, fundamentally, we believe that gamers deserve a home, and they deserve the power to affect the world around them. And so what we started out 4 years ago with a concept of looking at the marketplace, and as gamers, we've grown up looking for different experiences than what's out there. We wanted something that was totally interactive, you know, that's immersive, that's based around you, your character. So as you know, you visit theme parks today, it's about those characters that you've read about and seen, and you might dress or your kids might dress like them and meet them, which is an amazing experience. But video games, it's a more emotional medium where it's about you, your choices. And so we recognize that they want to have the power to change the story and evolve that story and collectively gain experience points, reputation, and score. So it's all about their personal character. And so that's one of the big twists that we're bringing to the marketplace.
Okay, okay. And who exactly is your target audience with Game Nation? I mean, you know, you're gamers, of course, but I mean, this is also for kids, for adults,
yeah,
for families. You're really looking to branch beyond the what you typically consider the gaming community, it seems like.
Yeah. Well, the audience education depends on who's asking the question, right?
Sure.
You know, the fact is that the most frequent purchaser of video games is now 30 years old.
Really?
Yes. The most player is 35. That's the new stats that just came out. So if you look at that first, a lot of people have to realize we did kind of grow up, although I refuse to, but from an age perspective, we've kind of grown up. And we're raising kids on video games. So it really is. 76% of American households have at least two gamers in them. So we're raising a generation – not only we now gamers and we're putting that part of our lifestyle, but we're also raising our kids as such. So it is very family oriented.
I would imagine this concept and bringing this to light would also involve having to partner with, you know, popular game makers,
mm-hmm,
and you know, popular games that are already out there, because this is going to sort of just enhance those experiences they're already having.
Yeah. Well, I say that, you know, as a fan of video games, we've always dreamt to walk down the street of your favorite map, you know, fight the most feared villain and save the princess, really. And so when you look at the developers who have actually developed it, they really are excited about this project and making their actual intellectual property come to life.
And just besides just the intellectual property of others, would you eventually like to maybe also see some, you know, original stories come through?
Yeah, actually, what we're doing right now is we're casting the foundation of Game Nation and its intellectual properties and how the worlds that we're building work with others. So we're actually casting that right now. We actually have a graphic novel that's a bestseller called Game Nation Archives, and it kind of tells you how the thought came to be of Game Nation from a fictitious standpoint. We're also releasing our first role-playing game, which will actually be played in Fort Myers November 1st through the 3rd at Game Nation Celebration.
Okay, let's talk about Game Nation Celebration. I've just seen some plans for it, and it looks like you're literally going to be taking over the downtown River District.
Yeah. Well, Game Nation Celebration is our alpha test. And, okay. And of course, you know, living here, I'm fourth generation to live here, or my daughter's fourth generation to live here, and Cole is from here. We thought it was a great place to do our first alpha test with this project.
So tell us exactly what you're planning for someone who's coming to the Game Nation Celebration November 1st through 3rd. What will they experience?
Okay. Well, first of all, it's about them. This is – we've always cast the vision and the comment and commitment that this is your theme park. So we're going to have live music from industry video game industry entertainers, from comics to DJs to performers. We're also going to – so we're going to be celebrating video games. We're also going to have keynote speeches about Game Nation, what we're doing, where we're going, what does it look like, what does the vision look like in those experiences, and be more specific with the audience. And it's an opportunity for the audience to actually give us direct feedback. So we're having this one-on-one conversation with them. And we're also going to have video game competitions like Injustice, Super Smash Brothers, you know, so on and so forth.
So, John, like Friday night for Celebration, we are set to take over a good portion of downtown with multiple DJs to come in and have a full-on kickoff celebration, have a good time, come and experience the music component and really get this thing moving. Moving past that, then, you know, like Daniel or Rook said, we're going to get into more of what Game Nation really is. But we're looking to have a celebration like no other that has hit downtown Fort Myers.
All right. And I understand you're also partnering with other, you know, businesses or organizations that already have a presence there to help bring this to light.
Well, you got to. I mean, especially if you're looking to build, you know, to the landscape of what we're looking to do and the magnitude, if you can't partner with businesses not only in downtown but across the state, how can you be successful? And, you know, one of the things Rook mentioned earlier is being generational in Florida and in Lee County, we want to economically enhance downtown. Right. So they're making great strides. Why'd we choose to go there? Because they are making great strides, because there's great restaurants, there's great bars. We can partner with them. There's great businesses down there. We want to include them in every step of the process.
We're talking with Daniel Rook and Cole Peacock. They're members of the team behind the Southwest Florida-based Game Nation, which aims to create the world's first video game-based theme park resort experience. You can join our conversation with a phone call to 1-877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. Find us on Facebook at WGCU Public Media or send email to gulfcoastlive@wgcu.org. And I wanted to get to – I know I'm jumping ahead here, but I want to get to this whole idea of the game-based theme park concept. I mean, this is going to combine what you'd traditionally expect in a theme park, like roller coasters, kind of with a whole new concept.
Right. Well, it's – you know, our mission is to create a realistic experience that immerses you into the story. And so, yes, it's going to be physical rides. On one level, it could be laser tag on steroids. On the other level, the roller coasters fight you back.
Okay.
But the difference is depending on how you play or, you know, participate on that ride, because it's interactive with you, the actual story ends differently. Hmm. So you actually get to affect how it plays out. And it's not just on that ride. It's throughout the entire park itself.
Particularly when it comes to kids, do you think there's maybe a benefit to Game Nation that the typical theme park experience would not provide, such as like developing problem solving skills, critical thinking, getting them to since it does require you to think. You're not just getting on a ride and screaming until it's over.
Yeah. Well, our experiences are built around the family unit, right? It could be your friends, but it's a very collaborative effort. So it's not necessarily you versus others. It's a collaborative effort to win the ride. And I believe that games do teach you something, whether that's positive or negative. You learn stuff from games. And so this is actually a really good opportunity for us to interject positive information and momentum in that in that field.
Well, let me add another twist to that. One of the things that when we sat down and talked about this is, you know, one of the maybe the negative towards gaming or the gamers is they're not as active as other people are. So what did we do? We wanted to give them the ability to be active while enjoying games. And in the multiple worlds that we've identified, there's a sport world, there's all kinds of worlds out there. So you're not just going to be sitting, you know, you're going to be moving around, you're going to be active. We're going to try to incorporate that wellness component to it as well.
Yeah. And speaking of the education, we're doing right now something called Craft Game Nation. And Craft Game Nation is a contest that we partnered up with the Imaginarium, where we've given out the vision documents and the plans for the park itself, and we're asking people, the kids, to actually design what their vision of the Game Nation is. So this is a step for them to participate, but it's also educational because Minecraft really is an educational – is based on some of the STEM STEM principles of education, science, technology, engineering, and math.
Okay. So a shameless plug real quick. Yes. If you hadn't signed up to go and try to enter the contest with the GameCraft, go sign up and do it. Who knows? You may be lucky enough to win the competition and have a spot on the theme park.
And again, I know I'm jumping ahead here. This is a whole multi-step rollout process before we actually get to the creation of this theme park. But are you looking to build that perhaps here in Southwest Florida eventually, or was that yet to be determined?
Our goal and our focus is to build it in Southwest Florida, and we're fastly moving on that, and we have a partnership with one of the larger land companies in the state, and we are dedicated to helping the economic turnaround of this region.
Cole Peacock and Daniel Rook join us this morning for a closer look at the concept behind Game Nation and their effort to create the world's first video game-based theme park and resort experience. You can join our conversation. Phone lines are open at 1-877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. Or again, post your comments or questions on our Facebook page at WGCU Public Media. Let's take a call now from Barbara in Fort Myers. Barbara, welcome to the program. Barbara, hi. Welcome to the show, Barbara. Did you have a question you wanted to ask?
Yeah, I was curious as to whether or not this might bring some employment opportunities to our local area and for the event. And then, of course, certainly if they move forward with creating the parks, that would be a place. And because I have a selfish interest, I have a son with an event management degree that worked a lot of the big gaming conventions like Dragon Con and PAX East and West.
Barbara, have
it would be great if there was an opportunity here in Fort Myers.
Barbara, we love people who have expertise, and sounds like your son there has that. Have him absolutely go to the website there and try to contact us. We can give him some information from there. Love to spend some time with him. To your question about jobs, I mean, you know, for the celebration event itself, probably not to the magnitude that maybe people were expecting. Building a theme park covers almost every aspect of job creation, whether it's the pure hospitality, whether it's retail, whether it's architectural design, whether it's gaming design. You know, as far down as custodial work, it is going to be a plethora of opportunities. But let's understand that this is not going to happen tomorrow. One of the reasons that we are so steadfast in having it in Southwest Florida is to create a dominance in workforce development, something that's not just dependent on one or two industries that we have.
And of course, I imagine that would be a boon for tourism as well, which of course is very important to the local economy.
Lee County Tourism loves the idea. They're very supportive, and Tamara has been a big fan moving forward. And you know, when you're a state that depends on sunshine and moving ticket sales, no matter what entertainment venue it is, we're excited to have the opportunity to expand that.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the rollout as well. From what I've read, it looks like there'll also be events that you're looking to bring not just to Southwest Florida, but that will actually travel around the country.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we kind of know where we're going from the top level. You know, we know where the road ends with the park itself. And really what we've been working on the last 4 years is really how to pull that off, how to actually roll that out. And so what we're doing is we're starting out in a 40,000 square foot building called Game Nation Arena. It's kind of like Disney Imagineering meets Microsoft Game Studio, but open to the public. And the first alpha test of that is Celebration, happening November 1st through the 3rd. But You take that arena and then you take those experiences on tour, kind of like how Cirque du Soleil did it, 12 cities, 10 day stays. And those are the experiences that we take. You get your national branding. You get your feedback from your customers as you actually develop the park itself. So you're starting in a small facility, 40,000 square feet, kind of that beta test, permanent beta test. Take that on the road in a tour, national tour. Then eventually it opens up in the park itself.
Mm-hmm. And of course – you know, this comes with all the opportunities of a theme park, but then also the challenges of a theme park. Tell us about some of the team members you've brought in, with the various expertise that can actually help make this, come to fruition.
Yeah. Well, one of my dear friends, his name is Bob Ward. Robert Ward is the co-founder of Universal Studios Creative. He started with Disney as one of the original Imagineers with Magic Kingdom, and then was hired by Universal Studios to take their back studio tour and actually make it a theme park. The theme park that we know now, Universal Studios.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He says he's an artist, but he uses bulldozers these days.
Okay.
Instead of paintbrushes. Yeah, but he also oversees the logistics and whole nine yards of that.
So. I understand you also have folks with experience in Lucasfilms.
Yes, I got very fortunate with that one. Yeah, Charles Weber, who's the former president and CEO of Lucasfilms, is also the team, yeah.
You know, John, much like Barbara, who calls in with the questions, or anybody else, when they hear about the project, they are beyond excited. I mean, they want to jump on real quick. And so over the past multiple years, as we've sat with leaders in the industry and Rook has spent some time with them, they all jump on board, you know. And the advisory board that we have there is extremely strong. They're all well qualified, not only in pure business, but in the industries that we're elevating. So it's been a blessing.
And Cole, tell us a little bit more about your role with getting Game Nation off the ground and making all of this happen.
Well, I was sitting in my house one day and Rook popped in and said, "Hey, I got this great idea." And I think I caught him by surprise and said, "I'm on board." So my role with it really has been from that corporate level, with my background in corporate America and doing things, making some connection points. And where Daniel is extremely talented in his field of expertise in the gaming side and design and makes beautiful products, I can't draw a straight line. So I bring the different side of business to it. I bring that governmental affairs. How do we get some things done? Because on a project of this size, John, I mean, you got to imagine just how many loopholes there are to get it done. So we really need someone that kind of has my expertise to guide us through that.
Right, right. And Rook, I was hoping you could tell us a bit more about maybe your own personal background as it relates to, I guess, you coming up with this idea and deciding I'm the guy that's going to make it happen.
All right. Well, I'm fortunate enough. What I do today, I've been doing my entire life. Product of a divorce, living in Florida. I've been to Disney twice a year since 1971. Mm-hmm. Got four daughters. I think we've been there six times.
You got a special pass? That's a lot of times.
It is.
They should be giving you credits.
They should. So, well, I was just doing research. Market research. So, and I had really cool parents. They put me in private art lessons starting from the third grade until I graduated from Ringling School of Art and Design as an illustrator. And I jumped into doing some nightclubs, entertainment venues, stage productions. Then I moved that into marketing and advertising. And then I shifted into the video games, and then I just said, let's combine all my loves and talents into a single focus, and that's Game Nation.
See, that's much more succinct of why he's doing this. You know, I'm trying to bring governmental and selling women's retail clothes to the both of us have great experience in certain areas, and rounding that out with the advisory board. It's the time to brag, I guess, when you can. We've got a solid group of people running the ship.
Right. And Rook, I wanted to ask also, there was something I read in your bio on the Game Nation website about a room that you have, maybe a little Star Wars theme based, and really something that you've really enjoyed working on with your own kids that involves, I think, a lot of the elements that are going into Game Nation, it seems.
I've been working on this my entire life. You know, interesting, a lot of people ask me, how did a guy from Fort Myers get the former president of Lucasfilms on his team?
Yeah.
I was called over by my agent to go to Los Angeles for a meeting, and I was sitting there at this dinner table with a bunch of people that were obviously well-known and big names, and I went last, and they all introduced themselves, and he said, "My name's Charles Weber. I'm the former presidency of Lucasfilms. I started with George and oversaw his operations, globally, did Star Wars and Industrial Light and Magic, blah, blah, blah." And so I came to me. I'm going, what in the world can I say? And I totally ignored everybody at the table, and I looked at him in the eye, and I said, "My name is Daniel Rook, and I've paid half your salary." Everybody went silent. They're like, what's going on? And he looked at me and he says, "I've seen your collection. You have. Thank you." And that was it. So I called Mom. I said, "Those toys paid off, Mom. Let me tell you how."
Okay.
But yes, I had a secret room in the back of my house. I'm a big fanatic of a collector. Yes, my kids play with it. It doesn't sit in boxes, you know, covered it like that way. But we use it from an educational standpoint, storytelling standpoint, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, he sets up whole diagrams of universes, and you know the rebels are coming to town, and yeah. It's elaborate. It's an impressive room for sure.
Yeah, it's 600 square feet. Has a secret door to get into it, so on and so forth. And
oh, so it, you're not yeah. just joking around when you say it's a secret room. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that is about all the time we have for today's show, unfortunately. But thank you guys both so much for coming in and talking to us about this project. Thanks to my guests, artist, creative entrepreneur, and creator of Game Nation, Daniel Rook. Also, Cole Peacock, he's president of RC Peacock Consulting, and with Game Nation is responsible for governmental relations, corporate program funding, and international retail development. Rook and Cole, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. Yeah. It's been a while. Nice to be back and visit with you.
And you can find out more about Game Nation and the upcoming Game Nation celebration in downtown Fort Myers, November 1st through 3rd, online at GameNationParks.com. There's more information on today's show, as well as an archive of past shows at our website, wgcu.org/Gulf Coast Live. To comment on anything you've heard on this or any edition of the program, email us, gulfcoastlive@wgcu.org. Thanks to my producers, Luke Martin and Richard Chinqui. This is WGCU Fort Myers 90.1 FM, WMKO Marco 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.